Blog Talk Radio.
You, for the second time today, let's take my boy in the back. Shout out my bro, Three Letterman in this bitch. What's good, my G?
PSA. What up, though?
Man, we out here, bro. We are out here. Oh, yes. Let me make good on my promise. And we're actually, you know what? I don't know if we've ever done this, Dre, but we're going to drop something live on air right now. Right now.
I just feel like we should do it.
We're going to drop something live on air right now.
Do you, Monty?
Everybody, I'm just letting people know out there, Head Ice talking some really good shit is officially, hold up. Officially up right now. Shout out Ice, man. Go check that shit out. We'll have the links for you out during the rest of the day in the show. Head Ice talks King of the Dot and what he feels is the current state of battle rap right now. You know what I'm saying? Go check that shit out. We live. We got some more shit coming though. My bro Dre here. We had a crazy segment. Crazy interview earlier today, man, with a legend.
Yeah.
Not going to give it all away, but that shit will be coming out.
Yeah.
And it's going to be dope, man. We're waiting for the guest to call up right now. What's going on in the world today, Dre?
I just seen ARP drop a blog. I'm going to watch it after the show. Probably try to get him up on here to see if he could talk about it sometime this weekend. 10 reasons why battle rap is dead.
Ooh.
Yeah, he just dropped a blog. Yeah, I was interested to see the 10 reasons why. I would like to get him on here so we could talk about that too. Why the 10 reasons
Absolutely,
why that happened. Then we could just go across the table between the three of us, chop it up, you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. We're going to have ARP up here. No question. Here, hold up. Let me get this. Okay.
Memo to battle rappers, man. Go listen to the Ja Rule song before you come on this show, my nigga. Can you be on always on time, man? I mean, it's just...
You know, it's funny that you mention Ja Rule just because he's actually in my city tomorrow.
Oh, really?
I was thinking of actually heading out, getting a little nostalgic, seeing him and Ashanti in concert.
Yo, Ja's not a bad show, my dude. I know cats clown him and 50 got him up out of here music-wise, but live, Ja's not bad, dogs. If you're a single dude, especially if you bring the ladies out, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
I'd definitely be down to see Ja. You know what? Ja's not even a bad dude. I've seen a lot of interviews with him.
Ja's not
a
bad dude, son. Nah.
He's a cool dude. You know what I mean? So
50 just made niggas turn on him, but Ja's not a bad dude.
Yeah, he's not a bad dude. Let's get this guest on. I'm going to give him the proper intro. Honestly, he's responsible for one of my favorite bars of all time. I'm just going to recite it here real quick. Why would I pack the Mac in the back of the act in Detroit? We ride with it on our lap. Dude on right now. Landslide Cal. Cal, what's good, bro?
What's poppin'?
It's amazing how I draw something. Hey, hold on. It's amazing how I draw something just to erase niggas. Good luck. Cal, what up?
Damn, Cal.
I'm just trying to do my thing, man.
That's what it is. Cal, hold on, Cal. Cal, you smell that? Feel like Summer Madness again in your voice, my nigga. It feel like Summer Madness again. What's up?
feel like summer madness again,
Cal. What's up? You on the call, my nigga?
You know, Summer Madness ain't the same without me in the building, man. So it's like, you know, I don't know the Summer Madness card. You know, so I don't know the Summer Madness card. So it's like,
well, Cal, we know you can't disclose it to the masses, but word on the streets, you know, the battle rap community streets is talking, and niggas saying you and Mr. Charlie Clips was the lock horns. Can you confirm or deny, or you ain't trying to go there? Or
I don't know about the Charlie
Clips. I'll leave that alone, Cal. I feel you. Cal, was you in a movie, 5-0 movie?
You said what?
What's up with Landslide Moolah Films, my nigga?
We move it. We move it.
Can you elaborate? What's going on with the movement, though?
We putting it together. We got everything coming, man. We got production. We got video production. We got movie production. You know, we got Team Detroit. You know, if you ever come to Detroit, you know, make sure you stop up at the shop, man, Team Detroit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We got the studio, you know, so we producing all our music out of the same spot, you know what I'm saying? And we just, you know, we basically maturing, you know, maturing and growing up, you know, musically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that Shoebox money going on.
Shoebox money doing so good, man, I got to give y'all another one.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
So I'm dropping
people don't realize, man.
Say what?
I was gonna say, man. My fault. I was gonna say, people don't realize how dope that Detroit vs. Everybody remix was, man. With everybody over there,
oh,
you
yeah.
had Cal on it, you had Marv on it. You know, these are just a few of the people that were on it, but them motherfuckers went crazy.
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
crazy. That shit was nuts,
what's
man.
What's popping, man?
It was
y'all,
great.
Y'all tell me what's new, man. What I'm missing?
Well,
man,
Cal,
you missing a lot
I mean...
of battle
rap. Come on, man. Y'all know we don't have these regular. Y'all know we don't have these regular interviews, man. Talk to.
Talk to Timbo. Let me know what's going on in the world of battle rap, my G.
Cal, we had a lot of shakeups this past weekend, bro. You know, a lot of people going at URL, a lot of people at their neck, things like that. URL versus St. Louis. URL. West, stuff like this. Well, I mean, what's your take on the whole thing, man? Is it justified,
saying,
or have you never had problems?
Why are they at URL? Like, why?
Well, at Born Legacy 3, B-Magic and Young Ill did not show up for their battles for whatever
Neither
reason, personal reasons, too. Neither one of them showed up. Personal reasons. Now, it got into a whole thing. You know how Hitman has had his issues with URL, this and that. Well,
yeah.
Everything kind of came out. You know, Beasley said something and addressed everybody on stage about B-Magic not being there, Young Ill not being there, and kind of put it out on Front Street when Magic, you know, everybody was saying something. Everybody was saying something, but everybody rode this wave of URL versus St. Louis. URL versus St. Louis.
Okay, And what did B-Magic or Young Ill speak out about that, or why they didn't make it?
B-Magic has spoken up. He was like, yo, I had a personal problem, and I don't have to go into detail about it with y'all. I just know that it's a family thing, and, you know, just support it. And he feels
him. That should be understood. Uh-huh. I mean, anybody that's mad at B-Magic for that, he should – tell him, you know, fuck him. Because if they don't care about his personal life, then, you know.
He basically told us that we interviewed him. Like, he don't give a
dead
fuck.
Ass.
Like, yo, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and,
but fans take that the wrong way. They make that mean we don't give a fuck about the fans. We give a fuck about the fans, but you got to understand, without what's going on in my personal life, you know, we might not even be able to have a B-Magic or have a Calico or have a, you know, any battle rapper because – we still got regular lives. You know, we ain't on no video game.
Right. I think what turned the fans off a little bit, Cal, was the day of him not being there. Like, they didn't find out till the day of. He wasn't flying out. And then he was on Twitter going back and forth with the fans. So the fans like, my nigga, you on Twitter going back and forth with us. And then he came on our show that day. They're like, you doing radio shows and you on Twitter.
But that don't happen.
Why are you not here live at the event?
He shouldn't be going back and forth with the fans, but that don't got nothing to do with him being in New York City on the day that they needed him there. He couldn't be there, so it doesn't. I could tweet you from wherever I want to tweet you from. I couldn't be in New York City this night, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Would you have an issue if you missed something and then you had URL or anybody from the staff actually come out publicly and say, yo, this dude just did not show up. They didn't come to the battle, this and that, and address it.
I speak up for myself.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna miss the battle, I come and tell y'all myself. I couldn't do it. I had to do this. I had to do that, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not that you care about it. It's not an excuse. It's a reason. So it's not. I don't. you know, I'm just coming to tell you as a man. I don't want nobody sending no word for me. Couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And man,
right. Yeah.
And that's your problem.
Yeah. Mm.
And I guess also, Young L was just MIA. He just didn't,
hey,
they didn't get a phone call from him.
And I'm going to show up the next time and go crazy again, so it don't matter. Ain't nobody even know. I'm going to go crazy every time I get on the stage now, so it don't even matter. Now, I can't speak for the other niggas. They probably going to come back and they're going to be shaky. So then, so then, you know, then I sit. Then I'm on the fan side. Then I'm on the
right.
fan side. Because if you're going to come back, you got to come back and go crazy, though. Like, they talking about my ear weird shit, and I came back and talked to Tay-Rock. I ain't playing. You know what I'm saying? I'm letting y'all know
did.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And I still fuck
right.
him up. But he's so under the radar. He don't need nothing we about to talk about on this interview.
Right.
Damn.
Now, wait, hold on, Cal. Wait, we not going to let that slide. What'd you say? Hold on now.
God damn.
No, we ain't. I'm just talking about, like, the whole little Pontiac nigga situation. We ain't going to even talk about that.
Oh, we're going to talk about that? All right, we leave that alone.
Cal. We don't even got to talk about that, man. Y'all know what I do,
I got...
man.
Cal, let me ask you a question, man. And was that a rap, I want to say 2011, 2010, 2013 maybe, I want to say. I felt that Detroit
damn,
was holding down battle rap. Yeah, you've
been doing
shit for a minute, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because you came into the game when you battled Newborn. Weren't you like 21 at the time?
Yeah, niggas didn't even know all that because I was talking to them niggas. And I was talking to them boys from that grown man perspective. Niggas didn't even know.
Cal, I missed that era when you was out there. Cal, I missed that era when you was barking on fucking Goods and Mook, hungry, like hungry calico. Like, nigga, I want you to battle now. Like, fuck all the bullshit. Like,
still,
nigga, stop it, my nigga.
I'm still hungry. It's just the food come to me now.
Mm.
I set shit up to where the food come to me now. So don't look at it like, hey, you still barking on niggas. I'm barking on niggas. It's just in a different way. They coming to me and I'm barking on them. I'm sending them up.
Because at your status now, Cal, you don't really got to fight to – you don't got to search for battles no more in this 2016. Calico don't got to be like, yo, I need to battle this dude. It's more like comes on your lap now, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. They all out there to pick from. I just ain't no nigga. I want to pick the competition, though. If I like the nigga, I battle. Is that set?
Would you ever battle a young cat? One of the up-and-comers? Would you ever battle up and comer, like maybe? Because I think you and T Top will be a dope ass battle.
You gotta tell me who, and I go watch him. And then if I feel like he qualified, if I feel like he cold, I'll give him a chance. Just because I think you feel like he'll beat me, so I'm gonna prove to you. You know what I'm saying? But if I don't feel like the nigga cold, and I know you just really just saying this because you want me to battle, you don't think certain people can beat me, but people act like they want to see the battle. Come on, man.
But Cal, it's not even about winning, losing. It's just the style of the matchup. I think you, BK, you, T-Top.
Why do y'all
want to
see me beat up on people? I don't understand that. Why y'all want to just see me beat up on people? I don't like fighting. I can't fight back.
Well, Cal, you one of the originators.
I ain't Murder Mook. I don't like kicking a man when he down, man.
Oh, damn.
I like
knocking
him down.
Oh,
damn. Hey, look, think about it. Every nigga I battle, man, they go downhill from there. Every nigga I battle, if you ever check, I like to be the nigga that knock him down first. Then I let everybody else dump him and beat him up while he on the ground. Just let me drop him, though. You know what I'm saying? So it got to be niggas on a high horse.
Well, you know, you're one of the forefathers of where the fans would always say that nigga speak that real shit. You always had that slogan, metaphors over real rap. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's why I think some people be like, you know what? I could see that person battling Cal. That would be a good back and forth. Not even the win aspect of it, just a good back and forth. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't no good back and forth once I'm on the stage. You keep telling me what you're saying, but you don't understand that. I understand what you're saying. You don't understand what
right.
I'm saying. They're what not going to be the same. Once they get on the stage with me, they're not going to be the same. They're going to look there on the stage with me. So these people that you think are good, they're not.
Right.
They don't have the heart. They don't know
Come on, Cal.
Hey, just for real, man. I be snatching the souls out these niggas.
Listen, Cal, you thought, all right, a lot of people had you edging about against T-Rock, but I don't think it was a clear body, though. I think, you know what I'm saying? 2-1.
T-Rock, listen, man, T-Rock is cold, man. Listen to who you talking about. Mm-hmm. You're talking about T-Rock.
Mm-hmm.
T-Rock, nice.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But T-Rock still wasn't the T-Rock that you – he wasn't that angry pit bull that you see all the time. When I got on him in the first round, he came out, you know what I'm saying? He had to –
Nah, you woke
back.
Him up in the second round, though, Cal. You woke him up in the second round, though, because your first round, after he went after his first round –
T-Rock was fighting back that battle. You know what I'm saying? T-Rock usually only – he's usually the nigga that's – he's an aggressor. You know what I'm saying? When he got in the ring with me, he was fighting back. He still fought back, though. It wasn't no – it wasn't like – that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. I feel like I beat him, you know, but – that's a good battle for both of us.
Right.
But he, you know, T-Rock, he's going to always be cold. He's just, I'm a different type of
animal. Cal, what do you think of these teams, bro? Do you like these two-on-twos and all that shit, or do you not fuck with it?
I like some of them.
You like it? Okay.
I like the ones that, I like the ones that don't get boring. I don't like, you can't be boring and it's two of y'all. I don't even like when one person get boring. That's why I try to put it
yeah, yeah.
right away. So if it's two of y'all and y'all get boring, that's like, come on, man. We wasted time.
Right. Yeah.
Because
we had Surf up here early this weekend. I was telling him, I was like, my nigga, I don't know, man. You and T-Rock. There's two niggas that y'all might not want to see, bro. Them Detroit niggas out there, Marv One and fucking Quest McCody, my nigga. I don't know if you want that smoke with them two niggas and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I fucking respect
really
Marv One to the fullest, man.
Really, Landslide want to go against Gun Titles, though, really.
But I'm confused, though, because it sounded like on 15 Minutes of Fame that Surfing and Rex are trying to recruit you in Gun Titles, Dot Marv shit.
Ain't no recruiting, bro. I'm Landslide. Ain't no recruiting. Surf. They called me about it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even speak about it. They called me about it.
Right.
A couple people called me about it. But, you know, I'm from the jungle. If I'm going to get in some team shit, I'm going to bring my niggas. You know?
Right.
I'd rather just go ahead and go with my animals.
Well, if you did a 2-on-2, who would you team up with from the Dito? If you had to choose a partner.
That's the thing about it. Y'all worried about that. Well, all we need is a confirmation, and we'll put that information out ASAP.
Oh, shit.
I feel you, my dick.
Information out ASAP. We'll drop blogs and everything. We'll show y'all who y'all going to go against right now. You know what I'm saying? I just bought a brand new camera. We could shoot that tonight if we get a confirmation on that. And we'll show y'all all the gunners from the D. Niggas cold. I got the coldest camp in the motherfucking battle world. Trust me. And we just wait
really?
For the word. Yes.
Mm.
That's what's wrong with the battle industry right now, man. Ain't no fucking new killers. It's new niggas, but it ain't no new killers. I got about 4 new killers that's ready.
Cal, give us some names, my nigga. Come on, who the killers you got on stash right there with Landslide ready to pop off the gun, my nigga? Who?
Give me a confirmation, man. Give me a confirmation. And I ain't going to explain nothing to you. You're going to see it because we'll drop something tonight.
I just talked to Norris right now. He said, all right, it's confirmed. Now, who you got, bro? What's the team's like? What's the name? This shit live.
Tell them niggas to confirm it through a tweet.
I'm gonna have Norm's tweet delete real quick. Let me go text him right quick. Nah, I'm playing.
You know what, Cal? You know it's a partner who I think you would team up good with because y'all got a good relationship. I've seen out of battle rap. I've seen y'all do interviews together. You and Hollow might make a good team and shit.
Hollow my nigga. Hollow my
nigga.
Yeah,
I know that's your Brody. I think y'all two would be a great team.
Yeah, Hollow, just so we both moving around so much in the world right now, you know what I'm saying, to where it'll be hard for me and Hollow to actually sit down because Hollow is a busy motherfucker, man, and I'm a busy motherfucker.
Yeah.
So it's like, it'd be hard. Like, I just got to Detroit, so I'm moving around Detroit right now. That's why I'm telling you, we'll drop a blog tonight. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm with the Killers right now. So it's like, I'm going to be right back up out of here in a minute. So if niggas think I'm playing. But if niggas want to, you know what I'm saying, take the shit serious, we will really get on them tonight. I ain't playing.
Being how cool you and Cal are, would that battle ever ever happen? Or you and Holly? Yeah.
No, I don't want to see that.
You don't want to see that?
I don't want to see Hollow and Cal. They're too cool, my nigga.
I said, being how cool you and Hollow are with that battle, could you see that battle ever happening?
No, I probably wouldn't be able to get that battle. I ain't. That's my nigga. And Hollow's so loyal. They could give us $1 million. He's still gonna turn it down. I'm gonna be mad at him.
That's a battle.
Loyalty off of money, everything. They gonna be trying to pay us $10 million.
Yeah.
He gonna be like loyalty.
You'd be like, man, put that shit to the side for 1 second, bro.
Exactly.
Take this money, let's go.
That's my nigga, man. That's my brother.
That's dope. Yeah.
Cal.
Yeah, I feel you.
True or false? True or false, Cal? You beat every nigga that you battle in Jersey. True or false?
In Jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I beat all of them.
Old Red, Suge, Surf.
I did it easy, too.
Arsenal.
I ain't gonna lie. Out of the whole Jersey, Suge was probably...
Old Red gave you the biggest fight. I think Old Red is a fan.
But that's what I mean about how you watch battles and how different it is once you get in there. I'm trying to explain to you that the feeling I'm going to give you from the things that I'm talking to you on stage in front of all the people with them lights on, you're going to respond to me a different kind of way. Suge is an animal. Suge got what I'm talking about. That shit I'm talking about, Suge got that. He just ain't have as much speed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
I guess
Suge found himself, huh? He really in there, huh?
Yeah, now he is. I don't think back then when he battled you, he wasn't a seasoned.
That's what
seasoned,
I'm saying. He wasn't.
You know what I mean?
He wasn't exactly what I'm telling you that I got. I've been had this shit. He ain't had that shit back then. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He got it now, though.
Mm-hmm. Was the battle against Arsenal easier than you thought it would be once you were on that stage?
Come on, man. I was at the crib. I knew that shit was going to be easy.
Damn.
You got to understand, bro. I jumped in a battle game coming out of town every time. So I learned. My practice was a little different than theirs. You know what I'm saying? My scrimmages was real games. You know what I'm saying? So they scrimmages was real games for me. So, you know, my skill set is a little more advanced at this point. You ain't coming to Detroit and beating me. Come on, man, get the fuck out of here.
We gotta see another mentor.
When I come to their city and kill them, I'll be like, you terrible. Like, how are you gonna let me do that? Like, you would never.
Cal, are you a legend?
Huh?
Are you a legend?
You gotta ask something like that. Do you know the answer?
No, as a battle rapper who's been in this game for a while and started off early, and to
being
be honest,
legend,
my nigga, I know Midwest Mob.
Being a legend ain't for me to say; it's for everybody else to say. I don't care what y'all think. I am.
Right. I think you're a legend, my nigga. I'm just throwing it out there.
You talking about that? My legend, nigga. I'm the greatest.
Cal, you don't lack no confidence, my nigga. I like that talk. You don't lack no confidence, my G.
For real.
That's a fact.
Hey, they be saying I'm delusional. I'll be like, nah, you delusional. I smoke good cookies.
Yeah,
I know I ain't tripping.
Yo, Cal, have you guys spoke about anything coming up in Detroit as far? I mean, I love when URL went to Detroit and had an event there. Is that at all discussed, you know, to bring it back?
Oh, yeah, we're going to figure that out, too, man. I was talking to Stack. He was about to do it a couple months ago, but things went wrong. You know, we was just going to jump out on y'all with that. It just, it's going to happen, man.
Oh, shit.
But so much shit happened, man, and we wasn't able to get it done. But me, I ain't the type of dude that's going to be out promoting shit before I got it in stone. So y'all never even heard of
right.
it. But all of the battle rappers, everybody, niggas damn near in. So everything smack everybody. Things went wrong, so we didn't get it done. But we definitely might get it done this winter, you know, and we might do it around either Halloween or around Christmas.
Okay.
I don't know, man. Something like that. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Do you prefer, because I honestly, I like when you battle at home, obviously. Do you prefer going
like
on the road, though? Does it give you a
yes.
different feeling?
Yes, I don't like battling at home, man. That shit is,
okay.
it's a headache. It's too much of a headache.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Why?
But,
too much pressure?
You gotta...
No, it ain't no pressure. It's just like, it's a lot going on other than, see me, I don't just be showing up to the battles. I got a lot of shit going on with this battle, with the event, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be too much when I'm at the crib. It's too much to deal with, you know? Even though I'm going to get the job done regardless, but, you know, it's just, you know,
mm-hmm.
so many people that you have to cater to because I'm in the, you know, I'm really from here, you know what I'm saying? So I love all of my people here. I got a lot of people in Detroit, you know? So it's just
mm-hmm.
be a lot more going on that I got to make sure straight, you know what I'm saying? When
yeah.
I'm out of town, it's just me and my niggas, we out here and we move. But when I'm at the crib, I got to make sure certain shit's straight, you know what I'm saying? Plus, it's a jungle
yeah.
for everybody. I got to make sure none of them niggas, don't happen to none of them niggas, you know what I'm saying? That's,
yeah.
that's,
yeah.
That's more pressure than anything. I would hate for any of them to come here and something happens to them, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I got to make sure all that's together, you know, and that's a lot to think about.
You got to make sure they check in with Uncle Trick Trick, huh?
Yeah, man. You know, make sure they don't miss no steps, man. Make sure they do top
yeah.
to bottom.
Cal, I gotta ask you this. We were talking with Smack, and one of his issues was people going to other leagues and asking for less money. Do you think that's something fair to do, or do you think it should be consistent all the way around the board?
Listen, bro, I say the price that you have for this person might not be the same price you have for that person. But me personally, I'm not going to take
mm-hmm.
less money nowhere else. I'm not going nowhere
okay.
else to take less money. That's just not what I'm going to do. If, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just because that's dumb. That's backwards. That don't even make any sense at all.
Yeah.
But if I go, you know what I'm saying, somewhere else and I work a deal with somebody else, Smack though, he grown man, he don't got no problem with that. I had no problem with that. Like that wouldn't make sense either, you know?
Yeah.
But so I don't know. I wouldn't go to another league for less money though. I don't think
it wouldn't make
but
sense.
But it may
huh.
make sense for other people though. It may make sense for other people though. Because niggas
yeah.
niggas living like real life, like I said earlier. Niggas still got real life. So that shit makes sense for other people. I ain't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shit. The
now, being a fan of this shit and being in it as long as you have, we and Dre talk about this all the time. What's the last card that gave you that feel, that battle rap feel, that, like this shit is going to be nice? For me, it hasn't been for a while. How long has it been for you as a fan?
I don't know, man. It's been a minute. Probably like,
yeah.
I don't know. Summer Madness.
Like one of those? Damn.
Summer Madness 1, really.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like the Iron Solomon. I ain't like the Iron Solomon and Murder Book shit. That shit was whack. So, really, the Summer Madness
yeah.
1.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I mean,
Cal,
who's left for you to battle on?
Who's left for you to battle? Mook, maybe? Right?
That's what I'm supposed to do. You said what?
Who's left for you to battle in your estimation? Who is left there to battle?
Are the old niggas or the new niggas?
Either or. I mean, I think for you, I think you are more of a veteran.
Ain't too many,
I don't.
Ain't too many new niggas. It ain't too many new niggas. So, and the old niggas, them niggas lame too. So, don't know, bro. Somebody got to fall out the sky. Them niggas lying.
Damn.
I don't know what type of game them niggas playing. Everybody about to chase you around to do no battle rap, man. Everybody about to be following y'all niggas around trying to get y'all to battle. Nigga, you know where I'm at, nigga.
You're about to chase all the new cats. Do you get a feeling these new guys, a lot of them, it's like it's like
that funny shit when I was younger.
Yeah.
Niggas chasing niggas state to state, chasing them to make a battle, and he keeps saying no. Man, what the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Yo, how we feel, how I feel personally, I don't know about Dre, but how I feel, a lot of these new guys, it's not anything that lets them stick out. You know, a lot of the shit's the same. Same cadence, same old shit.
Because all of their blueprints start with one of us. You know what I'm saying? Where they start at is no originality. Like, they original after a minute, but they all, so what?
I hear that, my nigga, but some of the vets been slipping though, my G. Some of them been slipping, like, niggas lost passion, niggas want more
because
money.
It's like when the Dream Team started losing. Like, not the Dream Team, but Team USA started losing. Because it wasn't fun. Niggas wasn't even going for real. Niggas wasn't even going hard. The good niggas wasn't even going to them. You my man. Like, I don't really want, like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is different now.
This shit only live when I come.
Well, Summer Madness 6, man. Calico versus Blank. We're going to let the fans pick this one. Let's see if they can. I want them to see if they can figure this one out. Hey, Cal, what's going on with the music, man? What you got coming out?
I'm about to drop Gangland, man. We're going to drop Gangland. Gangland is just, it's me and my nigga Mozzie, Big Mozzie, Detroit. And we going to drop videos and shit. And we just really, Gangland is exactly what the name says. It speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
Gangland, all bullshit. We on bullshit, the whole CD. So, you know.
Damn.
But then I got another project coming after that. Where it's back to that shoebox type of shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you. Basically how to get you some money, you know what I'm saying? Stay out the way. And, you know, we ain't illegal no more. This music is, you know, we just maturing. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we maturing through the music, you know what I'm saying? And we all figuring out ways to get the black youth together now. We're trying to figure out ways to get these businesses started, you know what I'm saying? Figure out ways to change something, you know?
And is that the ultimate goal? Do you think that should be the goal for everyone? Like, you know, especially battle rappers, use that platform and just stay there. Like,
I mean, if you black,
it's your business.
I feel like if you black in the time of need of what we in right now, if you a black man with any type of voice, you know, no matter what kind of performance you do, what type of shit you talk about in your music, what type of shit you do for, you know, publicity, whatever you're doing, you should still put yourself in the community and show them the real you, because all of this shit is entertainment at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like the real you should want to change for what's going on. This shit fucked up. Like, you should want niggas to put the pistols down, niggas to put the guns down. And, you know, even if you in your rap saying you got a pistol, you know, I know this is entertainment, but you should still be, I put myself in the community. My people know me. You know what I'm saying? My people know what I'm on. They know I'm telling. I'm getting mad at niggas for catching bodies. They catching bodies, I don't even want to talk to them. They can't even talk to me. They mad because I won't talk to them. I don't like it, but I know what they in. They in the jungle. You know what I'm saying? So I know how it's going. I know what they got to do, but I still don't like it, you know? It's my brothers.
Yeah.
I'm from Detroit, for real, so I know everybody. All the niggas that's getting killed, I know the niggas that died and the niggas that did it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's hurting me, really, you know, because they all my brothers.
Yeah. That's a real-ass line, too.
You know what I'm saying?
I know the guys that have died and the ones that have did it. That's a real-ass line.
Yeah, for real.
No bullshit.
For real. That's
crazy,
man. Listen to Rock Bottom. My pops, man. My pops made music. You know what I'm saying? That's the line he said. way back in motherfucking 1998. And they say every murder in my keep in mind in my hood, every murder committed, I even know the nigga that died or the nigga that did it. Like, that's real shit.
Damn.
Damn.
Like, for real.
That's a real ass line, yo.
Yeah, go get some of that rock bottom shit. Rock Bottom Entertainment. Look it up on YouTube. Whatever you gotta do.
Let's go. Cal. Yeah, we always appreciate you coming up here, man. We fuck with you heavy. Your fan, your friend of the show. Absolutely, bro. Landslide in this bitch.
Y'all the only people I sit on the phone with this long, man. Y'all the only people I always get all this long ass interview.
Hey, man, we fuck with it though. Always. You got the platform, bro.
You already know,
Cal. Appreciate you, man.
Always.
Stay safe, man.
Let's
go. Salute, bro.
Yeah.
Salute, Cal. Calling up the show,
Bird.
Man. Detroit's own.
Shout out, Cal.
Landslide. Yo, that's what it is, man. We got this dude coming on right now, man. One.
Dark side,
this
nigga.
Crazy. Dark side, yo. Hey, yo, you know what the crazy shit is? Battling past September 11th. URL traffic car 2 in Los Angeles. I might have to roll up and catch the second version of this. I was up there on the first one. Let's get the man on right now. Briz Rothstein. Briz, what's good, bro?
What's good? What's going on?
Briz, what's popping, my nigga?
Oh, man, everything, man. Everything good. Cooling out. It's hot as hell outside. You know, getting ready for Password September 11th. You know what I mean?
Talk about it, my nigga. You ready for Pass?
Yeah, I'm ready for Pass, man. You know, the round is done. We already cooked up. We just trying to remember the recipe. That's all. Straight up.
Damn.
Ready for Pass September 11th. I'll definitely be out there. Yeah.
Briz, do you think it's a little pressure on you in the sense of, you know what I'm saying? You've been on URL. This is Pass' first time on URL, but he's going to be in Cali, his home turf. You know what I'm saying? You feeling additional pressure?
Hell yeah, it's a whole lot of additional pressure, you know what I mean? Like, like a whole lot. Like you said, the nigga is home, you know what I mean?
First time on URL?
First time on URL, and they love that nigga out there, you know what I mean?
No, they really do.
Fact. They love that nigga out there, man. Like, I was already hip to who he was, but then I had to, you know what I mean? You know, you do further research, and I'm looking, I'm like, damn, they really on this nigga. You know?
Yeah, Pass official, Briz. Yo, Briz, you my nigga? Well,
yeah.
Pass is official tissue, my nigga. And you know he gonna want to show out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not saying you're not gonna show out either, but I think my worrying is this on Passwords for a minute. This is first time on URL. He's styling you. Is he gonna try to switch up what made niggas give him the call to get a URL? And then I worry about Briz Rothstein in the sense of, I'm in Cali, road game, even though you have road games all the fucking time.
Yep.
I mean, like, niggas are battling. Well, even though you did battle in North Carolina with Awesome and Shook 2-on-2, but my worrying about is, all right, Briz, you got to show up, my nigga, because the word on the street and when niggas doing blogs and shit I've been looking at, his fans are like, yo, Briz need a clear W. What do you say to fans that try to be like, yo, Briz is nice, but we need him to catch a clear W out here?
It's hard to catch a clear W's when you always putting on great quality battles. That's hard.
Talk about it.
We salute the kids, Tsunami Surf, man. We had this same thing in common. It's like, yeah, like you can sit up and say they don't have no clear W's, but when you look at it, it's like all of our battles is good battles. Every Briz battle, for the most part, whatever card it was on, was probably the best battle that night. I'm talking Briz versus DNA. I'm talking Briz versus Tay-Rock. You mean? Briz versus Shug. That's what niggas, you know, that's what they be saying. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to pick a winner. Because these niggas don't want to lose to me. You know, they'll take a night off with these other guys. They don't want to lose to me. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be hard to call that. It's a good one every time I'm up there, I think. That's my opinion. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Are you writing different? Are you preparing any differently for this one? Just because it is out in Cali. Yeah, for Pat. Is it a little different at all?
I'm actually more motivated. Like I want this. Oh, yeah. I'm more motivated.
Yeah.
I want to do some more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My bad.
Oh, you good?
Before I had a call come through. Yeah, I actually want to do this more, real motivated for it, man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a crazy one. I like this battle.
Yeah.
I think the styles match up really, really well. I didn't even see this one coming, man. Honestly, they dropped the traffic card kind of out of nowhere. You know, I didn't hear any real rumblings about it. But it's good to see you on it, bro. I think you coming out to L.A. will be fire.
Hell yeah, bro. I appreciate it. It's definitely my first time coming out there, period. You know what I mean? So I'm excited. And
no,
like
I'm
I said,
ready.
You know, they like Paz. And Paz, he, you know, he asked for me by name and shit. I like shit like that.
Yeah, they watching, trust me, they watching. Pass a veteran, my nigga. He's battle Hollow, Arsenal, you know, Clips, Chilla. His resume is long too and shit. Briz, let me ask you a question about the Shotgun Shook battle. Because I see people try to act like, oh, Briz wasn't on point. But I'm like, my nigga, I seen an interview on Hip Hop Is Real after the event. And niggas was all saying that Briz was sick and the niggas still came up there and performed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
was the sickness fucking with you that bad with people trying to, I thought you did good to me. Whether niggas think Shook won or not, I think you did good. That's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Do you
me
feel like?
I don't feel like I did as, I'm talking performance-wise now. I don't feel like I did as good as I was supposed to, as I know I could have. And I actually walked off the stage feeling like that. I told Shook and Beasley that. But as soon as I walked off the stage, that nigga Beasley was like, yo, that might be the best I've seen you. You know what I'm saying? And other niggas were saying the same thing. I'm like,
right.
Really? I'm like, they like, yeah, bro. I'm like, nah, man, that shit don't feel like it. It don't feel. You know, it's a feeling you get when you up there. You know when you at your, you know what I mean? When you putting that display on. And I didn't have that same, even though they was entertained or whatever. I didn't have it, so you know. But whatever, man. I still feel like I kick Sugar ass lyrically. You know, Sugar did what he do. You know.
How many battles you got on URL now? From Show Off. Down, right? Show Off, Young X.
Yeah, if you
count
all them, Show Off, X, Verb, Tay Rock, DNA, Shotgun Shook.
You was on the UFF. You was on the UFF shit.
Yeah. I did a 2-on-2 with Clips and Madden.
You getting comfortable one now, right, Briz? I see, every time I see a Briz Rothstein battle, I'm like, this nigga's getting much more comfortable on stage, performing. You always got performance, though, man. I call you the warrior, my nigga, because the shit you be saying, it be some gruesome shit, and I also call you the. You watch a lot of wrestling, Briz, because you're wrestling. Sue Surf is the basketball reference god. I give him that, but I don't think nobody puts wrestling bars as bad as you do, my nigga. For real,
I love wrestling. I'm a big wrestling nigga, man.
You mean Hulk Hogan, NWA, early WWF, right?
Yeah, early WWF, Yokozuna, Lex Luger, all that shit.
Damn, I'll tell you, my G. Now, are you K-Gang now, right?
Yeah, definitely rock with the gang, you know what I mean? Shout out to Tay-Rock, you know what I mean? Dot Mob. It's all one thing, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know? That's why we all mobbing together.
Because I low-key said the other day on the show, I'm like, yo, low-key, though, I know it's K-Gang, Dot Mob, but Tay-Rock is forming a fucking mean-ass crew, my nigga, which you and Av. Just the three of y'all alone, that's some real savage shit right there. I guess for me, Briz, the only thing, I don't mind niggas teaming up, but I'm like, damn, I ain't gonna lie to you, nigga, I ain't gonna hold you. You and Av might have been a fucking classic, my nigga.
Yeah.
I think you and Av would have been, they'd have been furniture moving, scars, niggas would have left that shit bloody and shit. Yeah, my nigga, for real, you know what I'm saying? Now, will you be in a cave gang and you... the thing with me, Briz, I kind of wanted it, and you can tell me shut the fuck up, it's cool. I was like, I'd rather Briz and T-Top form their own alliance because y'all niggas came in and shit together with nobody bringing y'all into the game. Y'all niggas came in from Spit That Heat and solidified your own names and shit. Was it hard for you to go to Cave Gang and Top to go to NWX?
Nah, it wasn't hard. I mean, you know. That don't affect us, man. I definitely see how like the people like would be all like, what it's gonna do to their friendship, but that don't affect us like that, man. Because at the end of the day, it's all I know it's business for real. You know what I mean, on certain levels, you know. And prior to this URL thing, man, you know, me and T-Top, we come from the same every battle league we've been in. You know what I'm saying? Like before Spit That Heat, we was in the same battle league. You know what I'm saying? And even then, we kind of was like, oh, he was the best nigga on his side, and I was the best nigga on my side. So it wasn't that that alliance you see now. We actually grew into that. So, you know what I mean? Shit like this, NWX
right.
shit, whatever, that it would take, it can't break that. You know what I mean?
Right. I feel you.
Word. Because we've been, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
What do you, what do you think about everything that's kind of going on in battle rap right now? Do you feel URL is kind of getting an unfair shot taken at them?
By who?
By fans from other battlers. You know, you've seen kind of the animosity towards them lately, and people being more vocal about how they feel about URL as far as, you know, even Hitman, Verb, stuff like that. Do you think that's justified, or it's kind of like, you know, is it? You know,
it's both sides, man. You know what I mean? From what I've been listening to, you know, I guess Verb and them, they make a couple good points, but then, you know, URL got a few good points. I mean, I really don't know what the fuck niggas' problem is, for real, man. Like, I'm trying to, you know, see what's up, but I really don't know what's going on, man.
You know what it is, Briz? I think it's lack of communication. I think it's lack of communication. As much as I appreciate B-Magic coming on our show and breaking the story to us, I wish niggas would get on the phone and hash out their differences and be like, bro, I don't like this, I don't like that. Niggas got egos, money's fucking battle rap up, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how you feeling shit, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't hear you topping them arguing and shit about money and contracts. You niggas seem to be comfortable, and it seems like if y'all have problems, y'all niggas seem like the type of niggas will hit niggas on the jack and be like, bro, we need to have this type of conversation. Am I right on that?
No, you're right on that. You're right on that. Absolutely. You know what I mean? As far as the money fucking it up, hell yeah. I mean, it definitely complicates it. You know what I'm saying? It definitely complicates shit.
Yeah, Briz, because if you win a battle and you go out hard and everybody's like, yo, Briz got body of the night or Briz had performance of the night, your asking price goes up, right, my nigga? It has to, in a sense, no?
Yeah, I mean, it can, yeah. It should, right? Or should it not?
Definitely. It should.
Okay.
It should,
I,
you know what I'm saying?
I agree with that, you know. But, I mean, you know, I think there should be some kind of – I don't think niggas should be able to come and break the bank, though. You know, I'm not in agreement with that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and no other form of business do that. Like they said, man, don't nobody leave with more money than the owners? Do they? Like, where does that happen at?
Yeah. Do you think also, you know, we've seen rappers go different leagues and take less money. You know, and that's kind of one of the gripes that URL has. Is that fair too? You know, to be like, yo, you asking less money from them, but come over here, ask for like 2-3 times the bag. You know,
yeah,
cool.
I think it's like I said, once again, it's a double-edged sword because on their side, they'll say shit like, oh, well, they don't have the money y'all got to spend. But on URL side, it's like, well, you know, it's still taking the same amount of brain power, preparation. You still got to take out the same amount of time. And as a man, your price should be your price. You know what I'm saying? And I can agree with that too.
It should be
real shit
across the board. Yeah.
I agree with that.
I think.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I think that's one of the same. I got to ask you this, bro. What has been – I was going through the battles. You know, I was going through all versus battles. What has been your toughest opponent, man, either going into it or just on that stage?
Toughest opponent has been Tay Rock. First round.
Tay Rock, okay.
First round.
Was that
the best scene? Yeah. Was up there rethinking it all, nigga. I was ready to be like, all right, Briz, is this what we want to do? This what we doing?
But you needed that, Briz. I think you needed a battle. Yo, props, my nigga. You got Verb, Rock, all these niggas out the gate and shit. I think you needed those battles and shit. You know what I'm saying? I made you a better battler, right? Battling niggas like Rock and Verb out the gate instead of going PG and niggas in your class hard body, right?
Hell yeah, I think so. You know what I mean? Some people argue and say I might not have deserved them, you know what I mean, or whatever, but
I don't know, man. Fuck it, Briz. You got it, my nigga. Fuck it. Oh, you got it, nigga. I ain't knocking niggas off.
It's the people that lay in the cut, they wish that I had battled, you know, more niggas in my class, but the niggas in my class was fault they wasn't out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what I'm supposed to do?
Yeah,
like, come on. I don't know, man. How y'all feel about rap right now? Y'all think it's whack? Y'all think it's getting whack?
We've talked about this a lot, actually, on and off air. We're trying to figure out what the last card was that really gave us that battle rap feel. You know, that like, oh, shit, this is about to go down. There's not a lot that really happened. With how many events there have been, bro, there's only so many matches you could put together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's only so much that you can do. There's only a few battles that I'm like, yo, this shit has to go down. Rex and Shine is one of them. Like my bro Dre says, like, yo, that gives me that feeling, man. That shit's going to be crazy. Man, that battle's going to be wild, man. You know?
What, Rex and Shine?
Rex and Shine, yeah.
They're going to wig.
They're going to go crazy, man. You know, Hollow, Mook, something like that. You know, a long time coming. I feel like that shit should definitely have to go down. Dog, even like Shug and Surf, you know, something like that, just to be like, yo.
Yeah, Shug and Surf would be crazy. Yeah, that would be crazy. That'd be crazy.
Shug and Surf, just to give that feel back.
Bridge, you started writing yet? You started writing for Pass?
Hell, have I started writing for Pass? Hell yeah.
Bridge, like, nigga, what the fuck you think, bro? What the fuck you think? Wouldn't you write for Pass,
yeah,
now, nigga? You...
That's funny.
I'm on. Right. Hold on one second. I'm doing this phone interview by the Bridge Dam. Do you think? Hear me later. I love my fault, guys.
Nah, no, you good. What you got? You got three rounds already?
I don't want to say. He might be listening. No, I got it all. I got everything.
That's what I'm talking about.
What's he
going to
say?
That's what I'm
What's
talking
he
about.
Gonna say? Hey, yo, September 2nd, you already had your shit written for me. I ain't even started.
You already had this shit written. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I ain't even started.
Man. Y'all funny as hell.
It's going to be crazy. Mm. It's going to be good battle, man.
Hell
well,
yeah. Brez, I wanted that battle.
My nigga, we looking forward to... What's up? Go ahead.
Hmm?
No, go ahead, Biz. What you going to say? Think about what? What you going to say?
My bad. I lost my train of thought anyway. Go ahead. My fault.
Just saying that. What do you think about the other matches on the card? The other matches on the card.
Oh, Young Ken and Danny Mize?
Yeah,
that's going to be a crazy one. Yeah, that's going to be a crazy
YK
one.
Why YK going to win that shit?
Yeah, I'm rocking with YK, too. I got YK winning. Who else is on this thing here?
KG versus DNA. Yeah.
79 battles. Your names have been mentioned in no main events. As you get, oh Lord, let me shut up.
Yeah. Are you paying attention?
Attention,
huh? When they talk top five, do his name get mentioned? Huh?
Woo! Yo, Lord of mercy, that nigga was spitting against DNA, boy.
Word, my nigga.
Yo, my nigga, you had some bars. Yo, you had so many rhymes in that battle, my nigga. The fucking Kenny Supreme shit. I think that shit went over niggas' heads.
Where
you understand the fucking? Do you remember against Young X, man? Yo, Brizzy saying some shit, man. I think niggas don't be catching on sometimes. I be saying,
yo, listen,
like,
bro. Listen, I have to cut you off. Niggas don't be catching the shit I be saying, bro. And fans be telling me. They be in my inbox. They like, yo, either motherfuckers is too young, bro, or they just don't know. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
Like, I don't know what's up, man. You know?
Yeah. KG versus DNA. Who you got?
I got KG, man. KG's the better rapper. I got KG.
Really? You and Timbo both got KG. I picked DNA. Both y'all got KG. Wow.
Well, Brent, I'm going to go with you. You know KG is my kind of rapper, man. You know what I'm saying? I know DNA is more like I know he knows his way around the room, and he's a professional. He's been doing it a long time. He can win that way. But I just don't think DNA could out-rap KG. I could be wrong, though. You know what I mean? He got a big team over there now. You know how they go.
Bridge, you think this has something to do with it? One of my points was, you got Summer Madness is supposed to be on the 24th, right? And then, I mean, if DNA's on that, you think he would be taking – not saying he would take a battle off, but, yo, Summer Madness, like, 2 weeks away, would he just be really prepping harder for that and not be going super crazy for KG? I'm not saying he's going to take it off, but, yo, I mean, he might be prepping a little harder for that Summer Madness stage, would he not?
Yeah, he definitely gonna prep harder for the Summer Madness stage. But one thing I can say about DNA, man, he can get ready real fast, like real shit.
Yeah,
he'll write, he can write real fast, and he can remember that shit real fast. That's one thing I get about that shit.
And go into his freestyles and go right back into the written too, Briz.
Yeah, that's cool.
Really, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
that shit's alright. All that shit's
alright. Oh, Lord.
You know what I mean? Nigga, he do a little freestyling. He alright.
But, Briz.
Who else on the call? H-A-Double-N-O. Who H-A-Double got?
Oh, yeah, H-A-Double battle Luxembo.
Prophecy.
My nigga, H-A-Double from New Orleans. What up?
Yeah, I got H-A.
Got prophecy, right?
I thought Dre Dennis had prophecy. I don't remember, bro. But
You're right. Stewie Newton. He has Stewie Newton. No, you're right. Prophecy versus H A Double, right? Is that who you're saying?
And
Dre Dennis. Prophecy
versus
Dre Dennis.
Prophecy versus Dennis.
H A Double versus Stewie Newton. There you go. Yeah.
Gonna be a good. I think that's gonna be good. I like Stewie.
Yo, low key though, H A Double had a classic with Anubis a couple years ago, bro. For real.
I
don't know if niggas caught that
too.
Shit. Yeah, that nigga's nice.
Yeah.
That nigga's nice. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. No,
gonna be a good evening.
Damn. Y'all already got the word on Born Legacy 3. Damn.
Yeah, we got the word on Born Legacy. I'm hearing some things about New Jersey Twerk. Are you familiar with this cat?
Yeah, I am now. He's crazy.
Briz. What happened to this nigga, Tink the Demon? I picked this nigga to be Swave because Swave been kind of shaky to me, and I'm hearing some things, Briz. I even heard my nigga, no disrespect, niggas close to the battle said they saw your face at the battle. You looked heated at Tink, my nigga. That's what I heard. I don't know how true that is. This nigga's like, yo, I saw Briz's face, and he looked kind of like, come on, Tink, man. You got to fight back, bro. I don't know how true that is. That's what niggas was telling me.
Well, you know, perception and everything, man. I don't know. You know, I always got a crazy face on. So, you know.
Right.
But the battle was a good battle. Tink did his thing. Swave was in very rare form. I can't even say, he was in rare form. I never seen Swave like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the way it ain't even, you know, he'd been nice. Swave always was nice. That ain't what was rare. It's like the way he was performing that was the rarity out of it. You know what I'm saying? He was really going in. But his team, you know.
I know. A thousand team homie niggas going crazy.
They was in
right?
there like motherfucking Planet of the Apes, boy. They was in there smacking the walls and shit and all that. That nigga had, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to spoil it for you too much. You know what I mean?
Right.
He tagged the nigga in. Nigga got tagged in. He spit about eight
we know,
bars.
We know Saga came in.
Bars, ill will in the back saying some shit. And then that turned around and connected to something. That was a bar later in the round. That shit was crazy. Great performance. You know, I mean, everybody just saying he got the best of Tink, man. You know, but I don't know.
You bounce back. That's what you got to do. Yeah, you just bounce back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well,
but
it
yo,
still got to drop.
Nigga,
it still got to drop.
Yeah, it still got to. Yeah, you right. Because the niggas can say that shit in the building. On camera is a totally different story. When we sit down and watch this shit with some Hennessy and some smoke and you watching this shit.
You know what happens,
you know what
bro? Niggas be so hype off what they seen in the building, right? And the niggas who ain't there, they go off that. So when they watch it on the camera and that energy ain't there, they say shit like, man, this shit ain't what y'all said. This shit whack. Only because it doesn't meet their expectations. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah. I be on the shit end of that stick a lot of the time. You know what I'm saying? When niggas, Briz was getting crazy with so-and-so. Briz got crazy with so-and-so. Then the footage come out, and niggas be like, man, I got so-and-so beating Briz. Or Briz wasn't that. Whatever. You know what I mean?
But
Briz, we definitely can't wait for you and Paz to go down, my nigga. For real. After that shit, I need you back here after that battle, my nigga.
Yeah, definitely, man. We definitely got to talk about it. You know what I mean?
Appreciate you, my nigga.
I need some, Oh, definitely. I appreciate y'all. My bad, man. I'm lighting his air. Apologize.
You good, Briz. Dark side, my nigga. You already know what it is, man.
Dark side, man. I fuck with y'all. Thanks for having me, man. Let him, you know.
You already, Briz.
Appreciate you.
Already, man. I appreciate y'all. Salute.
Salute, bro.
One. All right.
Hey, salute Briz. Salute Pal. Yo, I'm ready for this Briz versus Pass, my G.
That might be battle of the night.
I think it will be, bro.
Both with YK and Danny Myers.
I think
they're going crazy and shit. Pass to go crazy because he's at the crib and he's first time on URL. Now, how is Briz? And Briz, what I like about Briz, he's studying the game tapes of Passwords. He just told me and you that, yo, I had to do my homework, and I see niggas really fuck with this nigga. Yeah, bro, they do.
They do. No question. No question. It's going to be good, man. You know, it's going to be a clash of these styles. You know what I'm saying? Briz first Pass going down. URL TV Traffic 2. Cal coming up on the show, man. Summer Madness 6. Who knows? Versus Charlie Clay.
Yes, sir.
Who knows? That shit rhymes, but right. Who knows? Let's go, man.
Yep.
Shout out, Cal. Shout out, Briz, coming on the show. It's PSA motherfucking radio. Them segment boys, my bro Dre, 3 Letterman, take us out.
Man, y'all already know what it is, man. PSA, man. Shout out, Cal. Shout out, Briz, man. You already know.
Yes, sir. We out.
Easy.